Rochester community members are gathering Valentines to give to a young black girl whom Rochester police officers handcuffed and pepper sprayed 2 weeks ago. WXXI's Noelle Evans reports.
Shamir Fulilove is the owner of Candy Galore, a sweet shop on Jefferson Avenue. Last March, not far from here, Daniel Prude was detained by police. Prude suffocated when police restrained him. He died a week later. Fulilove says despite the community outcry that followed the news of his death,
did nothing change? It's going to be swept under the rug. And what is the change? What is the change?
Fulilove and her family moved to Rochester in 1992. She's originally from Illinois. When she was a 10-year-old living in Chicago's South Side, she says police approached her, her sister, and friends. It was just before curfew.
And I can remember the police stopping and just pulling up and was like, hey, I should take y'all in a white neighborhood and drop y'all off and had them to beat y'all ass.
She says that experience has always stuck with her. And when she was asked to be part of a project to collect Valentines for the 9-year-old who was handcuffed and pepper sprayed by police last month, she was happy to do it.
Y'all came at the right time. Look at the news lady here.
I guess we did.
Thank you.
Oh, come here, honey.
That's Phyllis Simbor, stopping by Fulilove's shop with her goddaughter to drop off cards.
We wanted to find a way to embrace this little girl and to send her some love.
Simbor used to deliver mail in this neighborhood, and she used to carry pepper spray with her. She says when she heard about the young girl, she thought about the time she had to use it on her route.
I only used it once on a dog that was rushing me. And when I found out about that little girl, I could see the dog breathing in the snow, the reaction. I'm talking about a dog.
She trying to say, and that's a human. That was a dog, to see the dog ball up.
Yes,
and imagine
ma'am.
A human, and not only that, a 9-year-old girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Candy Galore is one of 8 locations where people can drop off and sign the Valentines. Nino's Mexican restaurant on Monroe Avenue is another spot. Ojaidarita is one of the owners. She's from Mexico. She says when the opportunity came to show support, the answer was obvious. She wanted to give back to the community that welcomed her family as they made a home here. She says what happened to the girl can happen to others. There are cases like this around the world, and it may be that this leaves an impact on society so that the same doesn't happen to other children. Among the project's organizers is Carly Fishgold. She says it initially began as a family undertaking with her young daughter.
Then, like an evolution of this idea became a way to get people to go outside of their normal roots that are so shaped by redlining practices. And it's a way to dissolve those invisible barriers.
As Valentines are collected, Fishgold says she hopes the cards and notes brighten the young girl's day and let her know that she's loved and supported. She also hopes to see a stronger community bond form through this collective action.
We are in an international spotlight regularly for police brutality, racism and atrocity, and human rights violations. And it's going to take more people, like, get out there, do more, but it can be through kindness.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.